You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How much is at stake in tomorrow's game when it comes to a potential Shedeur Sanders trade? Daryl's got a theory that at least a trade is on the table. It wouldn't surprise him, at least. I want to make sure that's right. It wouldn't surprise him, at least, if a trade does go down. I'm at the point where if it does go down, I'm just absolutely livid. That's I'm just going to be irate. I'm going to be a very... Hey, what happens to me? I just a meltdown.
Listen,
I'll crash out live on the air.
For as long as I've covered the Browns, there isn't much that surprises me anymore. And just seeing how they have run this whole thing with Shedeur, I mean, it feels more to me like he's an asset than anything at this juncture. And the runway being what it is, right? To get this thing figured. I mean,
I don't have a great response back because it's not as if they've invested all their resources and time and energy into Shedeur. They've basically just given him scraps the entire time and said, make the most of it.
Yeah. So if you give him the final 2-3 games of the regular season, what conclusions are you really going to draw from that? As far as your big picture quarterback planning goes.
Yeah, I think no part of what happens tomorrow changes the Browns' outlook on what they think about the quarterbacks. And I think that it does set itself up. And if Shedeur just looks like he did in game one, I have to move my thought process to don't be surprised if a trade eventually does happen at some point before the season gets underway. It's going to make me really angry. I'll tell you that much. Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Scout saying, so if they trade him and he balls out, would Haslam then finally terminate this awful analytic front office that can't evaluate talent? We both know
the answer to that question.
It would be the most Browns thing in the history of Browns things, kind of like Baker Mayfield going to Tampa Bay and then putting up 40-plus touchdowns and throwing for nearly 5,000 yards last season. If Shedeur Sanders went to another team and then they also got a franchise quarterback.
I know. Here's the thing. Baker's one of the odds-on favorites to be league MVP this year.
He was legitimately awesome last year.
I just can't wait for the situation to arise where if that actually plays out this year and the Browns do exactly what myself and just about everybody else on this planet outside of 76 Lugrosa Boulevard expects them to do. Oh, boy. Get your popcorn ready. It's going to be a line on pick your bridge because Browns fans are not going to be happy if Baker ends up in the league MVP conversation while the Browns are still searching for a franchise quarterback.
In my time here, I've only believed in two quarterbacks in such a ridiculously over-the-top way. One of them was Baker. The other is Shedeur.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you get a Baker jersey?
So I didn't know. I didn't get a Baker jersey because at the time I was very anti-jersey, I guess I would say.
So what flipped that for you? Because
I've just relaxed on it more. I think that's just getting older.
You might have been the first to buy a Shedeur Sanders jersey.
Yeah. Do you remember the Baker conversations, though, in any sort of way? And it was a different setup and the time was different. Obviously, I was doing a lot of different work than what I'm doing right now. So maybe my voice wasn't as loud. But I get people at some of the remotes that come up to me today and they'll be like, you were the only one that loved Baker, and I'll always appreciate that from you. Like, I'll always like that. But at the time, I remember...
I didn't love him. I did like him. I respected what he did, but I also recognized the shortcomings and the maturity and the things that he needed to clean up.
Well, so it's at some point I will sit on a couch and I will try to analyze what I love about it, because there is something about the idea. What I loved about Baker is also what I a lot that I love about Shador. I know there's a crossover there, and I think there should be more Baker also Shador fans. I think those should coexist in an interesting way. Yeah. Like Baker always had the walk-on chip on the shoulder mentality that just existed, even when he was winning the Heisman and even when he was the number one overall pick. He still had this "it's me against the world" mentality, which I think a lot of people in Cleveland inevitably have as well. I think that was very relatable for a lot of people. But with Shador still carries a lot of that despite what his last name is. And I think there's the ability that he has to just get people to follow him, to get people to really just buy into him, I think is a trait that is very special. And I think it's something that Baker also had, and I think Shador possesses as well.
Yeah, I think that Shador does a great job. He knows when the controversy's coming. Just look at yesterday when he got asked about Dylan Gabriel's comments. He knew that whatever he said was going to be going viral, mm-hmm. right? He knew his response had to be on point. And it got to a point, he's like, look, I know what you're going for, and I'm not going to give it to you because I don't feel that way. And you know what? I'm not going to speak for what Dylan said. He pulled me aside on the plane. He said what he had to say to me, promised it wasn't about me, and that just is what it is. I'm not going to be bothered by it. I'm not going to allow it to get me upset and all those type of things. And he just seems to have a maturity about him.
Yes, he does.
That I don't think he's gotten credit for. Because it's all been about, well, he's the, remember, because the narrative on him was he was selfish and he's this entitled superstar.
This is why when you, and we'll talk about the Dickerson comments and everything a little bit later on in the show, but like, this is why when you hear and heard all those reports, in March about people talking about him tanking these meetings and just being awful in these meetings. I was like, have you guys ever listened to Shador Sanders speak literally ever?
You know what I think that was?
There's just no way it's true.
You know what I think that was, though?
I think that might have been a little sabotage is what I think.
I think it had more to do with the people around Shador than actually Shador.
Yes, but the point is that when he goes in those rooms, though, with those teams, it's just him. It's not the people around him. It's just him.
I understand that, but
I think people got mad at the fact that he didn't have an agent. His dad was his agent. I think that ruffled a lot of NFL feathers.
Yeah.
And I also think they hated the idea that there's a lot that they didn't like about Shador in general that I think was just wrong. But I think they very much got wrong that narrative that he was going into these rooms and just not doing anything with the whiteboard and just being a menace to these guys. Because you've been around him long enough now, Daryl. And he's shown anyone locally at this point in the previous 3 months. Like, you can't act that way for a 3-4 month stretch and have it be phony. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
He would have had a misstep already if it was the case.
Well, I mean, his misstep was the speeding ticket.
Which
but
wasn't the talking side of things. Wasn't how he presents himself.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, he would have had a misstep where it would have been like, I think this is phony. This doesn't make sense. I see how all those people on these teams got mad at Shador. I connect the dots there. Boy, he really can be. None of that's happening.
Yeah.
None of that's happening. 216-474-0092. All right, so Daryl's got this theory. And by the way, it makes tomorrow 10x even more interesting. If you weren't already bought into tomorrow, and I'm already bought in, Chuck's got a theory on Daryl's theory, which is like a hat on a hat. It's a hat on a hat, but I love it. Chuck, what's up, man?
Before the draft, we all wanted to know what the Browns were going to do at 2. Every guest said, this front office likes to play things close to the vest. They like to keep people guessing. What if they actually love Shador and they don't want to put him at 2 on the depth chart yet because they're trying to trade Pickett and Gabriel? And that's just going to let everybody know what they're thinking. So I think that they are trying to keep it close to the vest, just like they always do.
So I do subscribe to, and thank you, Chuck, I appreciate you. I do subscribe to the idea that Andrew Berry just loves messing with the media and loves messing with us in general.
I hope, for the record, I hope Chuck is right.
I do too.
I hope that we're being sandbagged right now.
Well, at some point, again, and this is like, if Shador's awesome tomorrow, at some point, they just can't keep letting us try to think that Dylan's better than him. Like, at some point, it turns around to, you guys just don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks if you keep doing this
stuff.
Listen,
you can keep telling me he's better, but my four eyes tell me he isn't.
Right. And I was there at practices. You've been at every practice that they've had. Like, you'd leave these things and be like, what do they see that we don't see?
He's a great...
Because this, on the field, it isn't it.
He's a great kid. It's nothing personal. I like him personally, but as a starting quarterback, no thanks.
Brian and Menor, what's up, Brian?
Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Daryl. Can you hear me okay?
Got you loud and clear, bud.
You're good, man.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, this point being brought up about him possibly being traded, Shador, that's a good point. And the more I think about it, I think that that is the most likely scenario. Here's why. Number one, I don't think that the Browns really wanted to draft him to begin with. You saw that office. You saw Andrew Berry's face. You saw Stefanski's face when we pulled that trigger on the fifth round. I don't think that they were super excited about that. I thought that they were told to go ahead and do that. Number two, I feel like, you know, Dion, who we all love Dion and all of that, I think that he has a hand in this saying, listen, I don't think I want my son to play for the Cleveland Browns. There's just not enough around him for him to be successful. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't put it past them for Dion to have a little bit of a hand on this saying, listen, I really don't want my kid to play for the Browns as well. Listen, I have a question for you guys, and I preface this by saying I root for the cream of the crop to rise. I want a good quarterback for my beloved Browns, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm not rooting against Shador, but what is it about Shador, other than his last name, that you guys just would have a meltdown if he wasn't, you know, our backup or wasn't on this team?
You mean like traits wise, or what do you mean? Like, for instance, like I think he was wildly accurate in college, and then when you watched, even in that preseason game, you know, I always think people make a big deal about the box scores in preseason, and that sometimes that gets away from you. But when you watch, and we've watched football for how many years, you've watched it as well, Brian, like that looked like a pro quarterback in many, many ways. He was calm. He had the exact right mentality. Everything that you saw with him looked like a pro. Where even like Dylan Gabriel, there was moments where you saw him have the happy feet. None of that happened with Shador. And at this early in his career, to be able to possess that is incredible.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, and I agree with you, and Shador did look good. He got a little crazy, you know, running backwards on a couple of plays that I didn't love, but his accuracy was good. I liked the kid. He's grown on
his accuracy. Brian, his accuracy is incredible, and then if you go look at his numbers too in college, where he thrived was the red zone, and you saw that play out in the preseason game as well. He's one of the best red zone quarterbacks in college football over the previous 2 years, and it's like it's little moments like that, like being able to put the ball in the end zone and actually score touchdowns, that I think is it's incredibly undervalued in the scouting community, and I think from the actual football community, they look and see Shador and they see that he's able to do that. Conversely, where like Dylan wasn't able to do that, and for myself, it's just valuable.
Jonathan, do you think, Daryl, that Shador absolutely loves football? Or is it, you know, why he rubs people the wrong way, the way he is polarizing is why? The legendary, right out of the gate, hey, let's do something before we're you know, labeling ourselves as legendary. That just kind of rubs people, particularly in a blue-collar city like Cleveland, the wrong way. So I'll shut up and listen to you guys. I appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Brian.
I hear you on the legendary thing, and obviously...
You know I love Shador. I ripped him for what happened with draft night. I thought the legendary room in general was pretty dumb.
And especially because he ended up going on day three, it looked really foolish. But you know what? That's a byproduct, though, of his environment and the people around him who kept gassing him up, saying, you're a top five pick, you're going in the first round, this, that, and the other. And there wasn't a universe in which he was a top five pick in this draft class, but nobody was either allowed to say it or was willing to say it. And that's a problem. And that's not just like with the Shador thing, but it's in a lot of respects where people are afraid to tell the truth about situations. And so he's thinking... If everyone's telling you, hey, you're going to be a first round pick, you're going to be a top five pick, well, of course you're going to do stuff like that. Nobody. The issue that I have wasn't with Shador and the legendary; it was with that I felt the people around him did it, including his dad. All due respect, but his dad and all the people around him were gassing him up, and they weren't being honest and realistic with this kid, and I think they sabotaged him. Unintentionally, but I think this was a situation where dad love, familial love, friend love went overboard, and the love,
where the Browns have benefited is that Dion is running Colorado right now, and he's not around him 24/7. Well, I know Shador's mom was around last night. She seemed like a great influence on him, I would imagine Dion is also a great influence on him as well. But
I give Shador credit for telling his dad, stay away from camp. I haven't accomplished anything here. I don't want you around until I accomplish something. And again, that speaks to this young man's maturity, his understanding of the perception out there. He knows if his dad shows up to training camp, it's a three-ring circus.
And he knows what his role was supposed to be within the Cleveland Browns right now. And he's adopted himself to that. And he's pushed all the legendary stuff and everything else. He's pushed it as best he can to the side for the moment. And yeah, we'll see, see where it
goes. Give this kid some credit.
Yeah, he deserves a lot of credit. Is there any chance tomorrow is an audition for Shador to be traded? We'll ask that of Tyvus Powell. He joins us next right here on Afternoon Drive. We go out to the fan hotline. You'll hear him Saturday after the game is done. He's part of the Browns Radio Network. His name is Tyvus Powell. He joins us here on the fan. Tyvus, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, nice, beautiful day here in Columbus. You know, getting ready for tomorrow where we see the Browns finale. So it should be exciting.
I love that you drive like you just always come up from Columbus to Cleveland in these like 2-hour drives. It would drive me insane, Tyvus.
You know what? You get used to it, and it's like a game. It's like to see how fast if I can beat my time that I got there the last time. Like that's the game that I play.
And before you know it, you're Myles Garrett, and then you're beating your time every single time, and you're like, oh no, how am I so good at this?
Well, I got Miles got me by like 20 miles per hour.
Tyvus, so you walked into a conversation we were having. Daryl had a theory about the impact of tomorrow's game, and I'll pose the question to you. Is there any chance tomorrow turns out to be an audition for Shador to be traded?
No, I mean, I don't think that's the case. I think they look at Shador as a guy that, you know, first of all, if he gets traded, it'll be an uproar in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they really want to deal with that. I do get that having Shador on your team comes with a lot because of who he is and all the national attention. But this is the thing, you know, for once you got national media talking about you. Focus is on what the Cleveland Browns is doing. That's something that we haven't had a lot of because there hasn't been a ton of winning. So if this season is not going to be a winning season, at least make it interesting. And I think having him on that roster makes it interesting. He's a guy that people absolutely want to see. People will pay money to come see. And from a business standpoint, I think he sells tickets. And I think that's the thing. If this season starts to go bad, people will still come to those games just to see what Shador Sanders do. So I personally don't think that they would want to trade him. I think he's done everything right. He's been unbelievable since he's been in Cleveland. The things that he's done in the community in Cleveland, it'll be an uproar if Shador Sanders is not a Cleveland Brown this season.
Is tomorrow a bigger day for Shador or Dylan Gabriel?
I think it's a bigger day for Shador. I think right now, as things stand, they're very comfortable with Dylan Gabriel. Something happened to Joe Flacco. I think that they believe that Dylan Gabriel could still be a good game manager. With Shador, obviously he got the higher upside, but there's other things that's obviously stopping him from moving up the depth chart. So I think that for him, he goes out there and he balls again. The thing about football is you can't keep playmakers off the field. You know, if he's really moving the needle like that, and maybe he don't understand the playbook, if that's what the case is, or he can't handle a lot, there's so many different ways to handle it. You can always put a wristband on a quarterback, but you can't stop a guy who's making plays because if everybody on the team is seeing it, the city is seeing it, that this guy's making plays and doing great things every time he's in there, it's going to raise a bunch of eyebrows to the team, to the other 52 guys in that locker room, to what's really going on if you don't put him on the field. So I think for Shador, he can cement himself by having a good showing tomorrow.
What is it about Dylan Gabriel? Do you feel like the Browns?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I think he does a really good job of handling, you know, due to the fact that he's been in multiple offenses. They probably threw the playbook at him, and he did a really good job of accepting what it is, being able to command the offense and things like that. Obviously, you've seen the motions and all the extra stuff in his game, so I think they just love the fact that he can do that. I know one thing that that Dillon Gabriel is really good at, he is exceptional on third down. I think he went, what, 6-for-6 in the game? That's exceptional. But the biggest difference between him and Shador is Shador gets to the red zone and he scores touchdowns. There was a couple of times Dillon got to the red zone and they settled for field goals. Obviously, as you boys know, in the NFL, 7 points and 3 points could be the difference of a game.
Tyvus, Kevin Stefanski told us yesterday, 20-25 plays for the starters in the game. There's some guys, you know, like Myles Garrett, probably going to get less than that. But what are you looking to see from these starters tomorrow, besides getting out of this thing healthy?
Obviously, that's the most important thing. Just good fundamental football, you know. I don't want to see, like, on the defensive side, I don't want to see no guys give up no explosive plays. I want to see that the communication is great in the secondary because that's something that comes back to haunt us every single year. Every single season there is some type of miscommunication and we give up some big plays. So I just want to see that everybody is in sync. As far as the offense goes, just smooth. You know, I think that when you look at the young guys that went in there, whether it was Dillon, whether it was Shador, those guys was able to drive that team down the field and put up some type of points, especially early on in the game. So I'm not expecting anything different from the starters. I would love to see those guys go out there and put together a really good drive and then make us feel confident that they're clicking on all cylinders so when they play Cincinnati, they can come out and be fresh. But for me, I just want them to knock the rust off because these guys haven't played in the game since the last game of the season last year. So for me, it's about not looking rusty, making sure that you're ready to go for Cincinnati.
I got to ask you about the wide receivers, and I know you know DeAndre Carter, so I'll let the audience in on that one if there's like a big DeAndre Carter push, but I'm with you in the idea that, you got to have someone return kicks. You can't just ignore
that,
right?
Yeah. That's my boy.
So Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, Isaiah Bond, I think we can all agree those four are locks. I put your boy DeAndre Carter in there as well. I think that's five. Are the Browns carrying more than five? Are they going to carry six? And if they are, who's that going to be?
Interesting because I think it all depends on what they do with the quarterback situation. If they carry four quarterbacks, you got to make a cut somewhere, and it could potentially be at wide receiver. Why do I say that? Because if they were to cut, like right now, I think the last spot is between three guys. What is it? Caden Davis,
Gage Warverden, and then Deontay Johnson.
And Deontay Johnson. The thing about those three guys is if you cut those three guys, I don't think nobody's claiming those three guys, so I think you can sneak those guys in on a practice squad.
We should probably throw David Bell in the mix there, too.
Yeah. But I forgot all about him.
Me
anyway,
too.
Anyways, I think that you can sneak those guys through waiver. When you get to this point of the season, if we cut this guy, are we comfortable with this guy not being a part of our team? That's what you have to be cool with. And at the quarterback position, however you feel about all four of those quarterbacks, I think all four of those, if you cut any of those four, somebody will take a flyer on those four. So with that being said, I think you look at that wide receiver room, and they're not the big names. Deontay Johnson has had the issues in the league, so he even came out and said the Browns was his last opportunity, that that was the only team that gave him a phone call. So he knows, like, he has to try to make this roster if it doesn't work out. So with those three guys, I could see them going with five and keeping, like, two or three of them on practice squad, because you probably will be available.
Tyvus, with Denzel Ward now banged up, I know the team's saying it's not serious, right? But they said the same thing about Greg Newsome, and then we didn't see the guy for 3 weeks. So I kind of have to take the it's not serious with a grain of salt. But am I right to be a little nervous about this Browns secondary all of a sudden?
Yes. Yeah, you, I'm nervous. You nervous. They are one injury away from this thing being like 7-on-7 type deal this year. I mean, especially thinking about the first game of the season. They're going up against Joe Burrow and those receivers over there. So, yeah, it's something to definitely be worried about for sure. Now, I do believe Denzel is one of those guys. If it's not lower body, I think Denzel would play. When it's lower body, that's when you got the issues where it's like, I can't really do the things that I want to do. If it is a shoulder, maybe he Olay some tackles, whatever. They say Deion Sanders used to do it all the time. But as long as he's covering guys, ain't nobody going to say anything to Denzel. So I think that Denzel will be able to play in that first game, no matter what everybody's saying right now. I think that just because it's an upper body injury and it's not affecting his legs or his speed, I think that he'll be able to play in that game. But they do have other issues they need to figure out, especially that nickel position. I love to see Nick Needham probably take that spot. I know he was at safety. They're moving him to corner and all of these things. I think he could be a guy that could fill that role at that nickel position if Cam Mitchell doesn't have a good showing tomorrow.
Tyvus Powell on the Fan Hotline. Of course, he's part of the Browns Radio Network. You hear him tomorrow on these airwaves with Jeff Phelps after the game, reacting to the big preseason game, final number three. I do have to ask you about the conspiracy theory that's been floated around there with Eric Dickerson. The NFL told teams not to draft Shedeur Sanders, is what he's claiming. Do you buy anything into this?
No, I don't. I know that's what people want to believe, because it is shocking that Shedeur didn't go high in the draft. It's very shocking that he went down to the fifth round, and people are just really searching for answers to why that happened. So people come up with their own theory. The bottom line is this, and I hate to say this, I might ruffle a couple of feathers. I don't mean no disrespect to anybody that's listening to this. I just want you to know what it is. If a player is that good to an organization, they could care less. If you tell them not to draft him, Roger Goodell can tell them not to draft him. If that dude is a bona fide baller and can be a difference maker in their team, they are drafting him. It's so many guys that get drafted that have off-the-field issues every single year. And people are like, oh, don't touch them, or it's injuries that come up in their report, or they had some type of dispute or something like that. And guys still draft the guy. So, therefore, it don't matter what Roger Goodell said. If people felt if they felt Shedeur Sanders was truly that guy, they would have taken him in the first round. The fact that they didn't shows that there is something, which nobody can seem to have the answer for, but there is obviously something about him that they weren't comfortable with.
It's the old adage, right? Production breeds the tolerance, right? I mean, there are folks in the National Football League who have been accused of crimes, who have been tried for crimes, and they're in the league. They're still playing. So, yeah, I respect Dickerson, but when I heard that theory, Tyvus, I just sat there and rolled my eyes. There's no way the league office went around and said, yeah, nobody's allowed to draft this kid. Like, come on, man.
Listen, Shedeur is an unbelievable kid. I mean, he's a player. I mean, just a human being. The stuff that he's been doing is amazing. He's been wonderful since he's been here in the city of Cleveland. So we appreciate the fact that he's here in Cleveland. But so that's what it is. Everybody sees how good of a guy he is. He seemed to do really well in college. Why is it that this guy went fifth round? And everybody is going to come up with so many different things to why this kid fell to the fifth round, because it doesn't make sense. But you know what? While they're fishing for that answer, they also need to fish for why Tyvus Powell went undrafted. Because I still don't have that answer either.
It's because they knew Tyvus. They're like, I see this guy. He's going to, in the final preseason game, he's going to game the system so that he gets a pension. And we know this about him. So we'll just go undrafted.
Listen. Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know? And for anybody, for any veteran out there that's done 3 years in the NFL and you on the bubble and you don't know if you're going to make the team, this is the game to get injured. If you get injured and they put you on IR for 3 weeks, that counts towards the pension, and that's what you ultimately want.
Can you tell Daryl that story really quickly with you and the final season of your career?
Okay, yeah. So I was with the Dallas Cowboys in the preseason, and I had told them in like the second game, I like strained my quad, right? So my quad muscles. So I've been telling them all year. This is back when you got four preseason games too. So I told them like, yeah, my quad is messed up. They like, well, to be honest with you, Tyrese, the only way you're gonna get this better is if you rest. Due to the fact of your situation, you can't afford to miss no games. So I'm like, yeah, you're right about that. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, they know my quad is messed up. So even if I don't make the team, like, they got to pay me because they know my quad is messed up. Well, what I didn't know is when you get injured in the league, a team can't release you. When they release you and put you on IR, like, they only nurse you up so you can be healthy enough to play in the game. That's what they go off. Is the guy healthy enough to play in the game?
Yep.
Well, for my situation, what better way to say that Tyvus Powell is healthy by him playing in the game? So I was, in my mind, I'm thinking I was good either way, which in all actuality, I wasn't, because I was playing in these games. Fast forward to the last preseason game, I ended up running down on kickoff, and I pulled my hamstring, and I was devastated because I'm like, this was my last shot to make this team. I know now that I'd have pulled my hamstring, like, it's done. Like, I'm not going to make this team. Sure enough, the next day, they called me in. Tyvus, we're going to release you, but obviously you hurt, so you're going on IR. So I'm like, okay. So I'm still thinking to myself, I got to get three games. Like, this, I didn't know that the IR count towards your thing. So I'm sitting there after the first week of doing rehab. They called me in. They said, Tyvus, we want to offer you a deal. We want to give you four game checks. And I said, does those four games count towards my pension? They said, yes. I signed that paper so fast. We ain't even got to talk about it. I don't need to talk to my agent. Let's just go ahead and get this done. I go back to Cleveland and rehab.
That's great.
And that's how I ended up getting my pension.
Business of football Hall of Famer you are.
That's exactly right. Tyvus, fantastic insight as always. We'll be listening tomorrow. Enjoy the game and enjoy the ride in.
I appreciate y'all. Go Browns, and always go Bucks.
All right, great stuff. Thank you. Tyvus Powell right there on the Fan Hotline. We're at a little bit to what he had to say. We'll get to quick hits next as well. It's Jonathan Beadle and Daryl Ryder, Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry,
it's quick hits.
All right, Daryl, I want to start it off not duking it out with you over this Cowboys documentary, but I do think it's interesting that everybody that has watched this documentary says how much they love this documentary.
Knocked it out in a day and a half. It was fantastic.
A day and a half. These are not short episodes.
I got hooked.
These are an hour long each.
I know. I got hooked. I started at 7 o'clock. Next thing you know, looked at the clock. It was midnight and time for bed. I set the alarm so I could wake up in time to watch the last couple episodes before I went to work.
You set your alarm for a Cowboys documentary.
Not really, but...
No, I respect it if you did. So I love sports documentaries. Sports documentaries are one of my favorite thing. I've always loved them. And that's just a part of my sports enjoyment is sports documentaries. The production value was great. I'm only 2.5 episodes in, too, by the way, so I don't want to be that critical of it.
Right.
Like, the opening scene with Jarrah telling that awesome story about him. I mean, but yes. The problem is that we've heard that story so many times, and I feel like that's part of my problem with the whole thing, is that I want to hear something new. I want something new to happen
within this. I needed more footage from the White House. That's all I'm going to say.
Easy now.
Footage from the White House.
Like, I love the idea that Jerry Jones is a legitimate oil tycoon.
Yeah.
But if I hear that story about him being broke while owning the Cowboys one more time, I'm going to lose it. I wanted something new. It felt like watching The Last Dance. For a kid that grew up in Chicago, I heard every one of those stories 20 times over.
And then W coming on talking about how Jerry's a gambler.
I mean, so I love that side of Jerry, by the way.
I do, too.
I love the seedy nature that is Jerry Jones. Yep. I love the no risk it, no biscuit, Bruce Arians style of Jerry Jones. There's a part of Jerry that I just always have a soft spot for.
I do respect and appreciate they didn't shy away from the controversies that surrounded those 90s teams.
So Jerry had to make it interesting.
Yes.
You knew he would.
But there was nothing that they tried to downplay or hide, and I respect that. But I get it. If it's a repeat story that you've heard over and over again,
Him even throwing in the idea that Cowboys fans to this day still hate him over Tom Landry and that decision, while also then basically giving a middle finger to every Cowboys fan.
Well, him and Jimmy Johnson fighting over taking credit for the big trade that ultimately set them up. I found that to be fascinating.
So would you say, Nick yesterday off the air, he's like, so is it must watch?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He's like, do I have to watch it? And I was like, yeah, I don't think you're missing anything if you don't watch it, but I do think you'll enjoy it.
Yes.
And so I want that to be the parting take here. If you watch it and you love football, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes, I would agree with that. It was must watch for me because that I was in middle school and high school those years. So that my childhood.
Yeah.
And I remember watching those bloodbaths between the Cowboys and the 49ers every year. So I remember when Deion Sanders left the 49ers and went to the Cowboys. So it resonated with me. You know what I'm saying? And it was fascinating for me to hear things that I already knew about, but just to have the picture painted the way it was. I mean,
the production value's out of this world. So like that alone, it probably makes it worth the price of admission for
people. I would say Netflix right now, the new leader in the production clubhouse for quality when it comes to sports documentaries. Yeah, I think they surpassed ESPN.
Hot take, I actually like their Chiefs Kingdom one better than I think I like the Cowboys one. And I've not yet seen the SEC quarterback one. I'm going to be watching that next when I'm done with the Cowboys.
I just got done watching Convicts vs. Catholics, that documentary on Netflix.
Oh, well, that's old school. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I
hadn't seen it before.
Oh, that's why you asked earlier. So, yeah. All right, how much of the 30 for 30s have you seen?
Because
I've watched every original one. The Two Escobars is my absolute favorite of all time.
Okay.
Go ahead, watch The Two Escobars.
All right.
And yes, it deals with soccer and Pablo Escobar. You can't really lose, but that's my all-time favorite of the bunch.
Omaha!
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel needs a plumber. Or an exterminator. Apparently, he's got some leaks to plug in New England.
I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here, so we'll figure that out.
Wait, so is he talking about actual rats, or is he talking about, like, snitches around the program?
Snitches need stitches, according to Mike Vrabel.
So he went full Departed on us here.
Yes,
is that the idea?
Yes.
You take one job in Boston, and all of a sudden everything is a Departed reference with the snitches and rats and everything. Okay.
Did not appreciate getting asked injury questions about players, and he's like, yeah, I got to find out where you guys are getting this information from.
Guy that used to work here, and I won't say who it is. I'll tell you in between the break, but I won't say it on the air because that's just not cool of me. He used to walk around and tell people, he'd be like, snitches get ditches. Snitches get ditches. And you'd be like, jeez, that sounds like a real threat right there. And I'm just overhearing it. I'm like, he did that. I overheard him do it to multiple people. And I'm like, yeah, it's a most unhinged thing I think I've ever heard in an office setting. But you know, that just kind of comes with the territory. Vrabel's handling of the media has been awful, by the way.
Yes,
he gets
I would
in
agree.
A fight with the media every day. It feels like he is. It's just. It's very different than his time in Tennessee.
Or he could his do time these things. Here.
Well, in Tennessee, though, he could do these things. And nobody paid attention because it was in Tennessee,
right?
You know, I don't know why nobody cared about it anytime he did anything here. But he didn't do anything to this degree.
Yeah, but he is still a little bit better than Bill Belichick, though, because at least he. You know, gives
is that
you,
it? Does he feel like he's trying to, like, cosplay Bill?
No, I just kind of, I mean, he gives you a couple quotes. Bill wouldn't give you anything. At least Mike will give you a quote or two.
All-time favorite Bill Belichick press conference is when
to Cincinnati?
No. The media sincerely was trying to ask him about the prospects of Tim Tebow overtaking Tom Brady's job. When Tebow got that, when he was in Patriots camp for a little bit. And Bill, we got one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I think we're good. Like I love it. I will watch that till the day I die. It's like all time. It's those moments that I side with the coaches where I'm like, this isn't a frustrating job. This would be ridiculous to have to do.
Oh, trust me. If I had to stand up there and answer all my stupid questions, I'd get annoyed too. I get it. I understand it.
Just give me like 75 Jeff Shadell questions and let me eat.
But here's okay? The thing. The more we know, the better we do our jobs. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all it is.
Omaha!
Jameis Winston asked the Almighty last year to deliver him from pick sixes with the Browns. Well, he's with the New York Giants, and one of his first passes, it went for six, but it actually went to a Giant. A 27-yard touchdown. The G-men in a meaningless game absolutely ate the Patriots for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And after the game, Jameis and I guess they're called now the Three Amigos eating them W's in the Big Apple.
Hey, y'all, I'm just saying, they call us the Three Amigos, but somebody had the hat trick today. Right. We turning up, and we got the Young Bucks, and we eat W's with the Young Bucks. You know what time it is. Go, Big Blue. We turning up. We setting this thing out. Way ahead, they running away. The Three Amigos, the Three Tutties. Good night.
Ultimate vibes guy. Might be the most vibes guy in NFL history. What I love about this is, any Giants fan I talk to, I'm like, you're going to love the Jameis Winston experience. I was just hoping they'd actually get some of the Jameis Winston experience in some way, and they got it. They got it, and I love this for them. Because I think about it. I don't know how long the moon balls with Russell Wilson's going to last.
Right.
I think Jackson Dart's a real player. Jackson Dart, I don't want to become too much of a prisoner of the moment with what we've seen in the preseason. I think he's a real player. If I was the Giants, I'd be trying to usher him in sooner rather than later. If he's ready, I'd be ushering him in. And I think that Jameis Winston might have a chance to be a career backup there. But like, he's never going to have the Browns experience where you actually see him go out there and beat the Steelers, beat the Ravens, be able to play.
I'll say this about Jameis. He is sincere. He is the first player that I ever saw pray with fellow players and staff members in the middle of the locker room during media sessions. So when he's talking about his faith and things like that, I know, like, that's a crutch for a lot of guys when I want to thank God, I want to visit, right? With Jameis, it is sincere, but he is a ball of energy. At some point, though, he's going to turn into a pumpkin, and he will be throwing touchdowns to the other team.
And that is Quick Hits. Lindsay Rhodes, part of Sumer Sports. She joins us next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.